2018 Adelaide Fringe not only dazzled and inspired us, but it generated a staggering 19.3% increase in visitor expenditure. Furthermore, it set record $90 million gross economic expenditure for South Australia. This is all revealed in the Adelaide Fringe Annual Review, which puts a spotlight on how the Fringe contributes to the state and gives back to the artists. Joining us now is Adelaide Fringe Director and CEO, Heather Crowell. Good morning, Heather.
Oh, good morning.
Now, how do you feel about the results from the review?
Well, we always send off all our statistics to the economic company that's the economist who's done our annual review for 10 years now or 12 years. And, you know, we never know. Are they going to come back better than the year before? And we've just, you know, we were thrilled when they came back, and we've had, we've worked really hard on trying to increase our tourist numbers at the Adelaide Fringe. Particularly international interstate visitors, and the increase was 20% on tourist numbers, and that's analysed through our data of ticket sales and also surveys of people at the fringe. And so we know that our bed nights for hotels went up from about 80,000 last year to 98,000 this year. So, you know, it's nearly 100,000 hotel rooms generated by people that come to visit the Fringe.
That's amazing. What were some of the other key findings of the review?
Well, they analysed what the average spend of a tourist that comes to the Fringe. So we saw a lift in that from $600 to about $720 for every visitor. And that all adds up to around $30 million of tourist money into the state economy. So we generated a $90 million gross expenditure, and that's sort of, you know, the whole thing, sort of our spend, everyone's spend into the state. But what the findings really hone in on is what is the new money that came to South Australia that would have been spent elsewhere had the Fringe not been on, and that was the $30 million. So, you know, we all think of the Fringe as, you know, like a month of amazing fun and going to see, you know, shows that surprise us and make us cry and make us laugh and, you know, just amazing experiential, you know, month for Adelaide for that every summer. But, you know, to know that we're also doing such an incredible, giving such an incredible injection into the state economy is pretty amazing.
Now, the Fringe is...
Just thinking that, you know, yesterday, one of the founders of the Fringe, you know, Marjorie Fitzgerald, she's over 80, and she was at our annual review, and she's just over the moon. You know, we tracked the growth over the years and the graphs of ticket sales, you know, going up every year, and, you know, it really did start from such a tiny, small event driven by a few people. And now just look how it's just the people's festival and it's something for everybody.
What would you attribute to this year's growth? What do you think changed from last year to this year that maybe helped the increase?
Well, a couple of years ago we put in we invested very heavily time, money, everything into a brand new ticketing platform. And that new ticketing platform was just a lot easier to use. It worked on, you know, works on mobiles, works. the one that we had previously kept on sort of was just at the end of its life, really, and it was kind of breaking a fair bit. And so that new ticketing platform has paid off for us really well. Our job really is to try and sell as many tickets for artists, because the way the Fringe works is that, you know, the artists earn box office based on what they sell. They don't get a guaranteed fee for anything. So we just, you know, everything we do is all about how can we sell more tickets. And so that new ticketing platform was overdue and important thing for us to do. And then the last 18 months, 2 years, we have devoted a lot of time to trying to raise awareness, because everyone in Adelaide knows about the Fringe, but we're trying to raise awareness of it elsewhere. We know there's only one other Fringe in the world bigger than Adelaide, and that's Edinburgh. And they are now... around about 50% of their audience is tourists. So, you know, we've set ourselves a target of, you know, dramatically growing tourists every year over the next few years.
And there's been an increase in interstate visitors to the Adelaide Fringe. Yeah. Why do you think people love the Fringe so much?
Well, I think because it's grown so organically and has become this, you know, enormous festival that transforms the whole city, it is, people are looking for cultural experiences when they go on holiday, when they travel. And so Adelaide Fringe is now, you know, on people's lists. And, you know, social media, things like Buzz, all those kind of, you know, top 10 festival lists that we're now getting on, that are independently, you know, written by online sites, not by us, they're really helping us as well, obviously, because people are travelling for festivals. You know, it's that we're living in a festival era, you know, it's an explosion of festivals on the world at the moment. And so what we've got is something so magical. Not many, there's only a handful of festivals in the world that are anything like the Adelaide Fringe. So, you know, there's one in Avignon, there's South by Southwest, there's Adelaide Fringe, there's Edinburgh Fringe, obviously. And, you know, people will travel for that. If you go to a festival in a city and it's just, you know, just a small thing, it's lovely and it's great and people have a great time, but there's something so exhilarating about being out at Adelaide Fringe and having an extended sort of night out in a barmy after a show, going out even further to go and have some drinks and food out in the parklands, or, you know, these kind of things people can see as unique. And so, you know, we are becoming something on people's bucket list.
We're speaking with Heather Crowell, CEO and Director of Adelaide Fringe, about the 2018 Adelaide Fringe Annual Review. Now, as you mentioned before, one of the fundamental things about the festival and that it's important to its growth and to its success is selling tickets, is having artists who can sell well and make money and want to come back to the Adelaide Fringe. What was some of the feedback you got from artists from this year's Fringe?
So so this year we sold 700,000 tickets, 705,000 tickets, which, you know, most successful festivals in Australia, like really successful ones, will probably sell 70,000 tickets. So it is unbelievable the number of tickets that we sell. And Live Performance Australia has measured us as selling 39% of the entire Australian festival tickets, of art festival tickets. So, you know, it's a pretty amazing stat. 20 years ago, the Adelaide Fringe sold 100,000 tickets. And then, you know, sort of 10 years ago, we sold 200,000 tickets. And, you know, 4 years ago, we sold 400,000. So over the years, it's just incrementally gone up and up and up. One of the challenges, a couple of years ago when I arrived, just looking at how can we help artists walk away from a Fringe season in a financially stronger position, and just analysing the way the ticket income works. So just without getting too technical about it, but basically if a ticket is $30, there'll be what's called an inside fee. An inside fee is across every single ticket that you ever buy of any show or any sporting event or whatever. And ticketing inside charges can be between 10% and 20% of that ticket that you buy. We were sitting at about 10% on our inside charges. And then, of course, with the Fringe ticket, whatever is left after the fees, that is split between the venue and the Fringe artist. And so, you know, quite easily you can see that the money is getting split around by a lot of people and not much left at the end. So I proposed to the government last year that we should abolish inside fees, and that The government gave us $1 million so that we could abolish inside fees for tickets under $35. So the people who are selling, you know, not the big commercial sort of shows, they remained with some inside charges, but we zeroed the inside charges for the lower ticket price. And what that meant was that at the end of everyone's season, they got a box office settlement that was 10% bigger than what they would have got had we not got that funding from the government. So we got the money from the government, it came through the Fringe and then went back out in box office settlements. The feedback was overwhelmingly positive, because obviously the artists ended up with a lot more money in their pocket, like the more of their ticket price. The challenge comes because, you know, some shows sell incredibly well, and other shows don't sell so well. And in our annual review document, which, by the way, is online, and it's a great read. If anyone wants to download it, we tried to make it as easy as possible to read. It's full of graphs and diagrams and things like that. It's not too text-heavy. But there's a great chart in there, and it shows you exactly how many shows sold, for example, 8,000 tickets in their season, or how many shows in the Fringe sold 2,500, 200, you know, and you can see, you can get a sense of how many shows in the Fringe are selling a certain number of tickets. I mean, some shows are only on for one night, and some shows are on for 30 nights. So, you know, it's not exactly, you can't just divide every ticket season and think, oh, they only sold X per night. But it gives you a sense of where the majority of our ticket sales are. And the majority of the Fringe ticket sales are between sort of a few hundred in a season tickets up to about 3,000 tickets. And yes, there's shows that sell 8,000 and 9,000, and yes, there's shows that sell 50. But the majority of the ticket sales are in that sort of few hundred to a few thousand. And what we've seen is that the Fringe artists who have, you know, been in that bracket have just been, you know, over the moon when they've seen our box office settlement this year, because we are the first Fringe in the world and the first festival that we know of in the whole world that has abolished the inside charges in an attempt to make sure that artists can get more of their box office in their pocket.
Well, Heather, the results of the annual review have been amazing. I think that's testament to all the hard work from you and your team at the Fringe headquarters. Well,
and thank you to the Adelaide audiences, because, you know, we sell 700,000 tickets and it's amazing, and everyone comes out and it's just so wonderful that they do, and long may it be.
That's very true. Well, we're going to let you go so you can go and plan next year's Fringe.
Thank you for joining us, Heather. All right. Bye.
CEO and Director of Adelaide Fringe, Heather Carroll, chatting with us about the 2018 Adelaide Fringe Annual Review and how the festival has increased visitor expenditure by 19.3%.